Kevin McHugh. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Good afternoon, Kenny.
Kevin, I know you're under a bit of pressure time-wise. Pressure was on today. You had a good result in the youth match, but what you want to talk about, Kevin, is the big match in the Brandywell next week. It's a big event starting next Saturday.
Just briefly, let the listeners know where the tickets are available. The locations, you'll find it on markfarren.com, plus you have Kiernan's in Newton. You have a Centro and Naval, and then you have various locations dotted throughout Derry. But just basically, people to get the tickets early, because the reaction so far looks like it's going to be a sellout, you know. And the great way to send Mark away for his treatment.
You've two big names managing the two teams as well, which is a big attraction.
Yeah, the two boys were Martin and Michael were top class and coming forward and taking part in the game. Obviously, everybody's been touched by cancer and things, and every walk of life. And Martin and Michael is no different. So, kind of struck a chord with them as well. So they were obviously very keen to get involved. So it was brilliant stuff.
Yep, two international managers, Martin O'Neill, Michael O'Neill. You've got a list of players. I know you can't release a lot of them, but is there any names that you can let the public know, Kevin?
Well, with Steve Jamesy, McLean, obviously past teammates like David Ford, Paddy McCourt, Shane Duffy, Everton. The boys that got confirmed, there's a few other players that got promoted out of the championship. We just can't. He asked us not to release his name just yet until the club confirms insurance-wise that he's able to play.
Yep.
So we're hoping they turn up as well, but we'll know more tomorrow. And just be a really, really nice way. Like, Mark's fighting the whole way through, and there's no doubt he's a fighter, but it'll be just nice for the crowd to turn up and just even sing for him and do whatever bits and pieces just before he was off in treatment. They gave him that wee extra bit of help, you know.
The support has been fantastic so far, Kevin, and hopefully you'll have no problem selling these tickets. It's £10 for adults and £5 for children next Saturday.
Yeah, €12 and €6 for adults and children. So you'd be hoping because most people realise he knows this from Greencastle, he's a Donegal man, but it'll be nice to see a good bit of support from Donegal and Manishone area as well as the Derry area, you know.
Yeah, and you have a do next weekend, or next Saturday night as well.
Big do is sold out within a couple of hours, 33 tables, all gone, you know. We actually had to let down a few tables, so that was another big positive. Again, that's all down to the character involved.
That's
popular off the pitch and on the pitch, so it was an easy sell.
How is he, Kevin, just when you're on there now, to let people
know? He's not great, let's be honest, he's not great. He can't communicate very well at the minute. It'll be obviously nice for this treatment to give him that access to even be able to communicate with people. He's a bit of a limp on him at the minute with his right hand side kind of giving him a bother. So just like you like to think this treatment now can help him. And it's great for myself and the likes of other boys to be able to do something to try and put him in a position to not to be worrying about money, just go and do the treatment, get whatever treatments need to be done. Because I know there's people listening, obviously, could have this kind of bother and maybe knows relations. But to me, people, when they get to that stage, they shouldn't be making decisions based on money. It would just be nice for everybody to pick the best treatment everywhere. I know it's not just possible, but we're hoping we can give that to Mark, you know.